Welcome, everyone, to the Unbox Some Funcast. This is the trailer for the Unbox Some Funcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Kylie, and I am joined here today by...
Chandra.
We are the owner and manager of Games Unlimited, a friendly local game store in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's been in business since 1979. What do we specialize in? Are we a big CCG store?
As I frequently tell callers... We do not do collectible card games. No, mostly board games, role-playing games. But that includes very notably everything from the super hardcore strategy stuff to the very family-friendly party game kind of stuff and everything in between.
Yeah. I mean, for me, Games Unlimited is the dream game store that I always wanted. And I've been able to help mold it into that store that you walk into, and everyone's very knowledgeable about board games, about RPGs. But that's not the reason we're doing this podcast. I mean, the store, I like to say, is firing on all cylinders. We have a lot of fun. We've got a great staff. But we've also done a lot of social media stuff. And I know Chandra as well, really like helping educate other retailers. Things that help us succeed, products that we think are really cool, and things like that. And we've done a lot of videos about that for TikTok and Instagram and things like that. And some of our highest viewed videos are the ones about the behind the scenes, whether it's for people who actually run a game store, people who are thinking about running a game store, or just customers who are interested in that process. Sort of surveying the landscape of podcasts. We see a lot of podcasts about design these days, a lot of podcasts about publishing board games, a lot of actual plays for RPGs and things like that, but not a lot of things about the ins and outs of running a friendly local game store.
Yeah, and that's been a really pleasant surprise to me, actually, that so many people are that interested in the insider's point of view on this stuff. I think that's great.
Yeah, I certainly wish I had access to someone like Chandra and myself when I was first starting out doing this, but I'm happy to be that resource for others, as well as, you know, as Chandra said, just people who have no aspirations to run a game store, but like being in the know. I think that's why a lot of people listen to design podcasts, game design podcasts, even if they have no desire to design a game, it's a way of interacting more deeply with a hobby, with a passion. I think we've thrown around different ideas of how we want to structure this podcast. One way, Chandra, I think that you mentioned that I really liked is maybe alternating between a more like focused topic, something like not scripted per se, but like we're going to go deep on a topic. We'll talk about it, you know, ahead of time, maybe get some data and things like that. And then just podcasts where we come on and shoot the crap, you know, and just talk about what's going on in the game store. And of course, bringing other people on.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm most excited about expanding into. We've done a good number of the really casual, just you and me chatting about stuff podcasts so far. And those are great. I like doing them. And I think they're fairly well received. But being able to do some more polished and more tightly focused stuff as well, not instead of, but in addition to, and being able to get different points of view, you know, perspectives from people who are in other parts of the industry or other parts of the hobby. I think that's where I will personally get the most out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be a learning experience for me.
Yeah. And I mean, we have built in people to bring on just from our staff, right? It's
right.
Games Unlimited isn't run by Chandra and I.
From our staff, but also from our customer base. We have a lot of amazing people who come into the store, who are in our community Discord, or in some other way participate in the Games Unlimited community. You know, we have access to designers, to small independent publishers, to some extent to larger publishers as well, through your industry connections. You know, people who work at other game stores. Mm-hmm. You know, there's really a lot for us to draw from for that. A lot of really, really cool and interesting people.
Yeah. And let's not forget the treasure trove of gaming history that we have access to, who is Bob Schwartz, the original owner of Games Unlimited, who has so many stories. And I've already told him we're going to get him on here definitely more than once.
Yeah. The man who my parents can blame for selling me my first RPG instead of dice and setting me down this path of not finishing a degree.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you know, this was my childhood game store, and sure. I think it's amazing that we can have that sort of legacy.
Yeah, it's absolutely 100% an amazing thing. You know, what you just said reminds me, I'd love to just brainstorm for a couple of minutes, just different topics that maybe we could talk about. But one that's kind of half joking, but maybe not, is the over-education of game store staff. So like I myself nearly finished a dissertation in philosophy. So all my dissertation, working on a PhD in philosophy, we've had staff members who do have PhDs in various fields.
I think at least two that I can think of.
You know, what is it that draws people to want to work in a game store would be an interesting thing to go deep on. Another one that I'd love to start brainstorming with the staff is creating customer archetypes, right? Like, who are the kind of people that walk into the store? What kind of conversations do you have with them? Where their focus are? Yeah, I don't know if you have ideas for some of those things that we could just maybe do, just spitballing.
Yeah, I like the customer archetypes one a lot. I think it's easy to stereotype, and I think you get a lot of stereotyping in not just the gaming space, but more broadly in what used to be called, you know, nerdy or geeky spaces, but really has just become popular culture. Mm-hmm. The things that you used to get kind of picked on for being into are now just pop culture. It's what everyone to one degree or another engages with for entertainment. But, you know, when you get to customer archetypes, I think that's where you can actually start breaking down a lot of the stereotypes and finding where the commonalities actually sit as opposed to where people assume they might sit.
Yeah, yeah. I think recently, you know, you and I have had a conversation about some of the state of the economic world lately, and you mentioned that this is the first time in all your decade and a half. I don't know how long you've actually worked at Games Unlimited now, all told, but
it's been a while,
but you've had some sleepless nights over the state of the games industry. And you, just as a segue into, you know, possibly doing a store, what are the real hardships? What are the, you know, obviously running a business always has its hardships, but specific to the games industry, running a game store, what are the things that keep you up at night, that make you worry about the future? Because again, those are people who are thinking of opening a store often think, yeah, I know, running a business, there's insecurity, there's all sorts of financial things. And yeah, those things are there too, but there are a lot of other things that you may not think of.
Yeah. I had a conversation with a customer recently, someone who was in from out of town, and it was a married couple, I think. And they expressed interest that like, oh, we've always dreamed of running a game store, and this is exactly the kind of game store we'd want to run. What advice do you have? And immediately I quoted you. When someone asks, you know, what do you tell someone who wants to run a game store? The first answer is don't. But if you really have to, like if there is something in you that needs to do it for whatever reason, you know, that's when you start getting into the interesting topics that I think a lot of people don't think about whenever they think about working in or owning or running a game store. It's always, no matter what kind of business it is, no matter what kind of enterprise you're involved with, it's always going to be the stuff no one thinks to tell you that is going to crop up and cause the real problems. The questions you wouldn't think to ask in the first place, you know.
I'm reminded of one of my favorite quotes from, I don't know if it's in the book, but it's in the movie. Oh gosh, what's that movie based on the Carl Sagan book with Jodie Foster? Contact, yes. Where they're like, they're giving her a suicide pill. And, you know, she says, I'm going to travel all these millions of miles just to kill myself. And he says, there are a million reasons we can think of for you to have this, but it's the reasons we can't think of that are the reasons you should have it. Not that game store retail that bad.
There's no,
that you can't prepare for.
My sleepless nights have not been that severe.
Thank goodness. Yeah, let's wrap this up. You know, in case we do post this, I would love to, you know, any feedback. If there are topics that people are interested in, you know, people that people are interested in us interviewing, because as Chandra said, like between the two of us, we know most of the people in the games industry have gotten to build friendships with them.
And if you can't think of a specific person, what kinds of people, what kinds of jobs or positions or, you know, anything like that would you like to hear from in a podcast format?
Absolutely. So, all right, that's it for our teaser of the Unbox Some Funcast, the podcast about being on the front lines of the games industry. How's that sound?
Yeah, sure.
It's a little slogan in there. All right. We'll be back whenever we get back. See you, everybody. Oh, and I'm Kylie.
Chandra.
All right. Take care.